And any other memories of the first year of diabetes?
Yes, Emma was asked if she would be prepared to help with doctor's examinations, that she would go along to the hospital. And what really appealed to Emma was the fact they would pay her expenses. And obviously she would need my permission, but really it was Emma's decision that if she would go along and doctors would come in and examine her. And she thought this would be quite good because there was the expenses issue, and she was a very good patient. She answered their questions. And then one very nervous doctor came in, and he went through absolutely everything. And then the bell rang for him to go, and I said to him, "You didn't look at her injection sites." So he quickly looked at those, went out, and Emma said, "Mum, you shouldn't have done that." And I said, "Well, I just felt it was such an important thing." And in his nervousness, he forgot it, and he should have remembered it. So I did help him out a bit. But she quite liked the fact that there were the expenses involved. I mean, it was very little money, really. And I was quite happy for her to do it. And it was... made her a bit more special, because it did take her a little while to get used to having the diabetes, because all of the time it was the being different. And I did say to her, "But no one can see it, Emma, and no one will know if you don't tell them." But she said, "I have to tell them, because Dr. Dunger says my friends have to know, and they have to know what to do, and everybody around us had to know. We had, and my mother would have keep glucose tablets at her house. Her friend's mother would have them at her house. And everywhere she went, people were very good, and they all had their packet of glucose tablets. I think they were dextrose or something. Not very nice, but everybody concerned with Emma had a pack of these. They had them at school and just absolutely everywhere. And before her games lessons at school and swimming, she was allowed to have a mini Mars bar so that she wouldn't have a hypo when she was doing anything. So she quite liked that, because she liked sweets and chocolate. And the dentist said that having diabetes was probably the best thing that happened to her, because it was very good for her teeth.
So how did Emma's friends react?
Her best friend Emily was very supportive and very caring and very thoughtful towards her, and she had biscuits at her house and the glucose tablets. And she and Emma used to fall out quite a lot, and especially if Emma was getting a bit tired or if her blood sugars were getting a bit low, she could be a bit irritable. And I don't know what had happened between them, but they had fallen out. And Emma, they were racing around the house, and downstairs in our house, you could do a complete circuit through all the rooms. And they were racing around, and she was shouting at Emily, "I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get you with this." And I thought, what earth she's doing? And I was upstairs, and I came down and I caught them. Emma was chasing Emily with a syringe, and she was going to inject her friend. Unfortunately, I mean, looking back, it's very funny, but at the time it was awful, and poor Emily was quite upset. And I dread to think what would have happened if Emma had actually caught her.